Love's Last Words by Chromatographic, Leah. A Danny Fenton fanfiction, featuring relationship between Danny Fenton, Tucker Foley, and Sam Mason. Tagged for major character death, angst, soulmates, soulmate identifying marks, last words soulmate trope, major character death is Danny, triple jabble, and no beta, we die like Danny. Summary. Oh, last words soulmate I use are so sad. Oh no, it's a bunny. Author's notes. I thought it took 30 minutes, I wrote it down. Soul marks were private things, kept close to the heart. Most people didn't talk about them, but everyone learned about them. They were the last words, a final sentence, the last thing you'd ever hear from the person you love while they lived. Danny traced his in the mirror, gently. It was extremely unusual to have more than one soulmate, more than one soul mark. Most people got theirs around 10 years old, and it was up to them whether they shared with anyone, even their parents. We knew it'd come to this. I see you soon. Crept up his left rib in red. It was the red of Tucker's beret. It was similar to Tucker's handwriting, maybe when Tucker was a lot older. Mom said handwriting changed over time. Danny, look out, were the other words. He liked those a lot less. They were purple, like the lines in Sam's skirt, the color of Sam's favorite lipstick. He didn't like those words, especially together, but he liked the colors. He liked the thought of Sam, of Tucker, being by his side for as long as any of them could. He was young. He had so much time. An hour later, joking with his best friends in his parents' basement, they laughed as he pulled the stupid Phantom ectosuit over himself to get a picture of the portal. Sam was excited. Tucker was nervous. Danny laughed. He didn't register what he said right before he turned around with his arms out. He saw the realization in Tucker's face, the terror in Sam's eyes, and he brushed something, a wire, a button. Everything went white, and he screamed. Much, much later, he kissed his love's apologies, tracing his scars on their chests. And their eyes shone just like his did in the dark.